As a business leader, every day brings countless decisions. Some big, some small, some easy, and some you need to sleep on. Work with a banker who gets you, gets your business, and can help you make the right decisions to meet your goals. So you're not just navigating between choices, you're planning your success. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner, but my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family, too. The children
are future. Shaletta Brundage is known as the Autism Mom, not just because she's got three kids on the spectrum, but because she's an advocate who works to educate and inspire other moms of kids with special needs. Give them a sense
of pride. Hey, 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 it's Shaletta Brundage, and welcome to Taking Authority Over Autism. I so appreciate you joining me today for all my regular autism moms and dads and caregivers out there. Welcome back. And for those of you who are joining me for the first time, this is a safe space where parents who have children with autism and special needs can come and get information and resources, laugh or cry, and oftentimes find out about events for our children, which are few and far between. But y'all know April is Autism Awareness Month, Autism Acceptance Month. And so, you know, places like the Mall of America, they're having events every Sunday. You know, people out in community are doing things. They are recognizing our children. So I want you to be able to take advantage of all the things that are going on out here in our community, specifically designed for our kids. Because y'all know we sometimes spend months without having autism on an event, without having something in community specifically designed for our kids. We try to go to someone else's event and there's no other special needs children there. Our kids are uncomfortable. Sometimes they are unsafe. And so we wind up coming back home, disappointed, disgusted, sometimes for me, depressed, because oftentimes excursions are a reminder for me that my children are different, that they don't act like the other kids, they don't look like the other kids, they don't operate like the other kids. So for me, in April, I'm always looking for those events and those happenings in our community where our kids can go and STEM and scream and spin around in circles and fall out and not be judged. And even better, that I won't be judged. And so when my son Daniel's mom, a teacher, sent a note home and said, "Hey, Mom, here's an event that I thought Daniel might like." And I was like, "Yes, it's April. It's our month. What is it? What is it? I'm going." And I saw Bill Halter's name on there. I sent her a note back. I said, "Let me tell you something. Okay. You don't have to tell me what Bill is doing. Okay. You want to tell me something? You tell me something that I don't already know about, because Bill is my friend. Okay. Bill's been doing this event for years. Okay. So I already know this is already on my calendar. And then I realize, why am I getting mad at this woman? She just, I'm real protective when it comes to Bill. Okay. That's why Bill's on the show right now. Bill, I was ready to fight the teacher, because I was like, how dare she tell me something that Bill is doing? I already know what Bill is doing.
Well, Daniel's teacher wouldn't know, because it's been too long, Shaletta. So this is wonderful to get a chance to be with you again today.
It has. Now, you got to tell everybody about this big event that you are doing. I'm so grateful for it. It is amazing. And I want all my autism moms and dads out there to take the kids to it.
Yeah, so Superfest is an event that came to Minneapolis when the Super Bowl was here 7 years ago. And then, you know, the organization that does it moves on to the next Super Bowl site. But we were like, wait a minute, that was the funnest day of the year. That was amazing. Let's keep doing it. And so we've done it every year since. We've kind of changed venues. Last year, we were at TCO Stadium in Eagan, the outdoor facility for the Vikes. And it was great, a phenomenal event. But it's like, you know, the weather kind of it scared people off a little bit. And so we're like, all right, we're moving inside this year. There's no better indoor facility than US Bank Stadium. We're taking it to the bank. So we're doing Superfest on April 19th at US Bank Stadium. Superfest is an event where kids can, or people of all ages with physical and intellectual disabilities can come and either be a football player or a cheerleader. And they're being taught by college football players and professional cheerleaders. So it's just an awesome event. And we're looking forward to it.
And, you know, this is a big deal to be off in US Bank Stadium. Why the change? I mean, this is like really, oh my God, this is huge.
Well, we want, I mean, our goal here is to give really special opportunities. And, you know, a lot of, you know, with your kids, sometimes a lot of times they're kind of relegated to the stands and cheering for others. Mm-hmm. And, or maybe, you know, you're cheering for a brother or sister at their events a lot of times. This is an opportunity for them to be showcased, them to play and perform, and parents and siblings can watch them from the stands. And so now they've got something that they can brag to their brothers and sisters about. It's like, okay, I played on US Bank Stadium. You played in a little high school gym.
Right.
You know, it's really a fun thing for them.
And this is the thing, though. Our kids are always last and left out. Last to get on the bus. Last to go on the playground. Last to go in the lunchroom. And the one thing I love about Superfest is it puts our kids first. And that raises their self-esteem. You were just talking about it. You know, they come home and they tell the siblings, I play football at US Bank Stadium. I was cheering down, you know, on the grass, on the turf at US Bank Stadium. And that means something. That this is an experience that they won't ever forget. The people who went last year are still talking about it this year.
Yeah. And they put down new turf at US Bank Stadium. So our athletes will be some of the first that will get a chance to play on the new turf.
Yeah.
That the Vikings will play on this year. So.
Yes. And so this event is April 19th. That's a Friday after school from 4:30 to 6:30 down at US Bank Stadium. So this is our plan. Our plan is to get the kids from school at 3:00, bring them home, let them put up their things, put on some comfy clothes so that they can run and have a good time. And again, the weather is not going to be affected because it's indoors, so they can put on their shorts and tennis shoes, right? So they can be comfy. And then we're going to go to Raising Cane's, get some lunch, get some dinner, and then we're going to eat on the way there, so that we can park and get out and we are not going to be late. Now, you got to tell people where to register, because all athletes 4 and up are encouraged to attend. If you have a cognitive or intellectual disability, you've got autism or any other special needs, this is your jam. You are welcome to be here, right?
Yeah, and Frazier will be on hand to kind of provide a sensory room in case kids get a little bit overwhelmed, which happens on a very, very rare occasion at this event. But so Hope Fieldhouse is one of the organizations putting this on, which is where I work. And you can go to hopefieldhouse.org, and under the events tab, you'll see Superfest. And then I'll share it with you, Shaletta, as well. Maybe you can share with the audience. But we still have this perfect time to get on here, because we still have some time to sign some people up. And, you know, the time slot, obviously, you can't be super picky when you've got US Bank Stadium.
Right.
So it may
you got to get what you get.
you get what you get. It's maybe not the most ideal time, but I still think, like you said, you've got enough time to get home after school.
You got enough
get your
time
stuff on and get going. Yeah. So
you got enough time. And that's why, and you know, this is the thing about parents who have kids with special needs. We're used to running. We used to running from school to the therapy center, or from home to the therapy center, or to the doctor and then back to school. So this is like, you know, people who don't have kids with special needs, this might be a big challenge for you, but for us, that's a Tuesday. You know, that's like no big deal for us.
And you're, you know, you're a super mom, and you do so many things for those kids, and it's so appreciated. But, you know, one of the things with this event is sometimes you kind of lose track of people with special needs once they get out of high school or college. And so this is for all ages, and, you know, people who don't get an opportunity to do stuff like this, we want them to come out as well, no matter how old they are.
Now, I want to let everybody know the registration is $10. And so when you go online and you register, the $10 is the fee. But you have some amazing sponsors that help you put this on. Can you talk to me about those organizations?
Yeah. So Hope Field House, and then Ability to Believe, which is a new organization starting down in the Hastings area that's benefiting the gal who started that organization. Has a young child with special needs. So she's really getting things going. And she's like, yeah, let's hop right in and we'll be a part of this event. She's been wonderful. Frazier. And then Flagship Recreation does a number of things, including like building playgrounds and stuff like that for this community. So our four organizations are going forward, and we're like, we're going to make this happen. You know, eventually we should probably get some sort of a corporate sponsor to help us.
I'm gonna need you to go find one of these big folk. Yeah, I'm gonna need you to get, like, because the thing is what you're doing is so needed. What you're doing means so much. It brings so much value. And this is the thing too, Bill, the time it takes to put this on. You got Victor the Viking, the Skull Line, cheerleaders, a surprise Vikings legend. It's a safe and inclusive event. You've done all this planning. You got to get you a big time sponsor, brother.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When you're working in nonprofits.
I know. It's thin and you're doing everything. You're cleaning up, you're sweeping, you're prepping, you're planning, you're doing the marketing. I know you're doing all of it. So on behalf of parents, I want to thank you. But you got to
get that'd be the next step. So we're not every year. It's like, okay, we're scrambling. We're going to make this work. We're going to figure it out. Yeah. How are we going to scramble to make it work?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'll be the next step.
Well, I am just so grateful for you. And I thank you so much for being a part of this show. Now, again, tell people where they can go and get registered so that they can participate.
Yeah. Go to hopefieldhouse.org. Hope Fieldhouse is a athletic facility down in the Rosemont area. We're the home for adaptive athletes down in that area. And at hopefieldhouse.org, there's an events tab where you can click on Superfest and get registered. We've got good numbers right now, but certainly room for more, because we've got a big old 65,000 seat stadium football field ready to roll. And so we want, you know, we'll encourage all the folks, the parents and stuff to come out and support as many fans for each athlete as possible. So we're going to see you at Superfest.
Yes. And okay. This is what I'm going to do. I got a surprise for you. This is what I'm going to do. I want to sponsor 10 participants.
Wow.
So registration is $10. I got 100 on it. So if you got 10 people who call and say, I don't have the money,
we've got about
I can't afford it. Right now. You know what? If you got a half dozen, let me just do the half dozen. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do the half dozen. I'm gonna sponsor them. They wanna come. They don't have the $10. I don't want that to be a barrier. That's my gift to you for working so hard and to those families. So you tell them that I said that I love them.
And well, I'm gonna sponsor them. That's coming straight from your heart. You work in a business, and we talked about this off air. We both came from media. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't grow up through the ranks of TV news making the big bucks. That's very generous of you. That's wonderful. And I'll definitely share with those families that you're willing to cover them.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Make sure everybody under the sound of my voice who is listening to this podcast, if you are a caregiver or a teacher, if you have a child with autism or your grandparent or aunt or uncle or cousin or it's one of your siblings, share this with the parent. Share this with the person who is in charge of getting this kid somewhere so that they can make sure that they go and they get love. Bill has curated a safe space for these children to have a good time, and we want to make sure that they get there. All right. Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on the show. I love you. Send me that bill so I can pay it. I want 12 people, 12 participants. If they don't have $10, I got them.
Shaletta, it is wonderful to be with you. You are a wonderful person, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you and the kids on April 19th.
Baby, don't play with me. I was trying to see if I could fit in this cheerleader uniform, but I got 18 more ounces to lose. We're going to see. We're going to see. If I can lose these 18 ounces, I'm on the field. I'm on the field.
You got some time, girl. Yeah. We got the pom-poms for you.
Yeah. All right, brother. You have a good day.
See ya.
All right. And y'all too, take care and make sure to take authority over autism.
Always fun and informative, Shaletta's a big draw at autism conferences across the country. Find out how you can book her as a featured speaker for your next event at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
People say we're made up, just a myth. At least we can all agree that recycling is real. Don't believe me? Recycled food cans are transported by Minnesota companies to foundries and steel mills throughout the Midwest. These cans are made into new products like wire, beams, and parts for cars and appliances. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jetways, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are a leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your healthcare professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me. This is news they can use.